Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show. Should I start my digital marketing agency? This is the most common question which I get from people. Sometimes people who are at the age group of 13 to the age group of 60. Well, I have complete respect for all those people who want to start their agency. But I have a question for all of you. Why do you want to start an agency? Like, have you even done your market research? Do you even want to figure out who do you want to serve? Do you have a clarity on which industry are you going to serve? Just because there's a demand for digital marketing and the companies are looking for it, it doesn't mean that you go create an agency at this point of time. You have to understand the history of how agencies have been in this country and what kind of agencies exist in the country. Now, let's understand this, okay? There are multiple different type of agency. Right now, there are companies which has been making huge crores of turnover based out of Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, Chennai and different locations of the country. These are companies which has been acquired by some of the leading companies or advertising agencies from across the world. They've invested in these companies and that's a style of a company operation where they have hundreds of employees. These are agencies that has been working with some of the leading brands of the country, majorly from the sectors. FMCG is one of the core sectors where they have been serving consumers directly, majorly consumer-centric sectors. You know, B2B has not been great spender in digital. Even if they have been, they have people inside their organizations and the less of agencies being involved, unless or until it's not a very creative work flow that is coming from the agencies for the companies in the B2B sector. Now, this is one of the agencies out there serving the larger companies. And then there are agencies which are called the boutique agencies, where they are locally present and they might have 40, 50 employees inside the company. They're serving a lot of local clients and the local clients, which has a global presence or I would say global presence. And they are like the king of that particular market. Also because the CEO is very active. He's like right there, the face of the business. Like me, for example, I'm very active in Chennai and people recognize me in Chennai. And I get business because of my face value, unlike the other big ones where the majority of businesses come because of the brand value and less because of the face value. However, in the larger agencies, the CEOs are still involved in driving sales or driving the sales team at least. Now, this is a second type, which I just told you right now, which is the agency of my style, where my face value brings businesses. And a day I might not survive for that matter. I'm just giving you an example. Don't take it emotionally because I'm not taking it that way. If I'm not surviving for any particular reason, it is going to be very difficult for the agencies to survive because it is largely dependent on my face value. Having said this, I take the ownership of developing a second line of leadership in my company for a reason, because I want to take a back seat and focus on building something alongside which I'm really passionate about. So that is the call that gradually an agency owner takes. Then there are agencies in the market with about 4 people, 5 people, 10 people in the team, started in 2018 and 19 because they saw a sudden boom of digital marketing in the country and they are like, oh my God, let's just start a digital marketing agency right now in India. And these are people who are trying to offer services at a very cost-effective price because they want to break the market. But trust me, that's breaking the agency in itself because they are not going to scale the game. Price is not the factor that the agency has to bring in the country, because if price is the factor that you're going to compete with, trust me, you're diluting, you're saturating the industry so much that you are actually killing the whole game of the agency. Right? So price is the factor which is actually the important parameter for taking decision for many companies out there. And when they take a decision on the price, they also compromise on the quality. Now, these agencies which are born in 2018, 2019 are in a dilemma. Should we continue running this? Should we not continue running this? Because it's a survival of the fittest. And the fit ones are those who started the agencies in 2008, 2009, because these are people holding on to the agency despite all the tough things which is happening in their lives. They know what it is to run an agency. They have seen their employees leaving. They have seen all the leadership issues. They have actually seen the clients leaving. They have worked really harder. They've saved they have saved enough money to order to ensure that they pump it back in the business. So there's a lot that they have gone through in order to keep that particular agency surviving. Now, there are freelancers in the market who are really, really offering services for the peanuts and still calling themselves as an agency owner. Because it's like a good tag to carry, right? Hey, I'm an agency owner. But the fact is, agency is about people. It's about how you build an empire where you are running the show without you being involved much. That is when it is called an agency. If you are involved in the business, you'll get worked up. You will have the challenge of running that show. You'll feel extremely tired. You will get the fatigue of running that show. And it's going to be very difficult for you to actually scale, because when you're in the fatigue mode, you can't really scale. So, did you get my answer? The question was, how do I start a digital marketing agency? Or should I start a digital marketing agency? Now, I'm going to reframe that question here. Any of these are still applicable. You can start an agency if you have the heart to compete, if you have the mind to bear all those problems that an agency goes through. Having said this, you're going to say, sort of every business has to run through a challenge. So it's okay, I can bear the challenge. So it's like this. It is a competitive market right now. Okay. Starting up an agency in a particular niche is a lot more better, and specializing there and defining it as a process and specializing into that industry so much that you become the kingpin of that particular industry will make a lot of difference for you than you going and creating an agency and offering services to everyone, and whichever clients come your way, you are like, yes, we can serve you. It's only gonna make you extremely anxious, because you will not be in a position to justify results because you might not have enough experiences there. So if it's a niche-based agency, which is like, let's say, focusing only on real estate or healthcare, or maybe real estate and healthcare, then you have a clarity. You know what kind of people you're going to get, what kind of processes you're going to set, what kind of clients you're going to chase, which the markets you're going to look at. You will have certain numbers in your mind. And that's what really, really matters. So in a nutshell, I wouldn't say that agency business is a bad idea, but it's going to be a very challenging idea. And if you have an experience of managing an agency, it's easy to start an agency. But if you don't have an experience, then it's going to be very difficult for you. If you have an experience of being part of an agency and in your mind you're thinking, I want to start an agency, why don't you just go and pitch your boss and say, I want to do something. Can I scale up this agency? Can you give me an opportunity? And I will scale this agency up in my own style. And when I start showing you results, can you pay me a little bit more? That is when you can prove your point in showcasing the leadership quality or the entrepreneurship quality out there. Most of them don't want to do that because they just can't take the challenge. If you can't freaking take the challenge for your existing agency, trust me, you're not going to take this challenge for yourself too. If you are being trusted in an agency that you can drive it up, then drive it up and claim it. But if you're not driving it up, then don't claim it. And if you're going to start up, trust me, you're not going to claim it for yourself. Because if you could not prove the point in the position that you are in, you'll not be in a position to prove the point for yourself when you are in that particular position of proving yourself. I'm saying this to you out of my experience. The biggest motivation to drive an agency is not money. It's the passion of serving those companies and driving results out of them. Indian clients are never happy. I don't know why. But you just do everything for them, man. You just do everything for them. There will be something that they will find out and they'll say, you know what? We're not happy about this part of the business. Having said this, it is the relationship with the clients that defines the success of that particular agency or that particular business. Sometimes it's the results in larger companies that you work with. And when you're working with small, medium enterprises, it's a relationship that defines it and a good service. How much ever happy face that you show to your client when a client has to pay you that monthly bill, no? And if he's not seeing good results, he's only going to show you the angry face, which you might not want to see. Or he might not even show you his face, and you'll chase him all your life to get money from him. Yeah? So, the answer to the question is, starting up an agency is a not so good idea in 2020. Okay? I'm repeating. Starting up an agency is not so good idea in 2020 because you're going to compete with thousands and millions of people. Thousands and millions of agencies with time. Trust me. It's going to be gali-gali agency. They get in our ghar-ghar Modi. Like that, there's going to be ghar-ghar agency with time. So, karna kya? What do we do here? How do we do things? What do we do things? I'm just saying, become part of bigger agencies. Try to grow them up. Try to get them experienced. Try to become an experienced person there. Try to see how that can be scaled. Be the challenger there. Be the game changer there. And prove your point to a point that you actually scale yourself there in a way that you become the part of the company and not the employee of the company. It is possible. It is possible to dream big inside the company or the agency that you've been working with. And it is possible to start an agency and scale it up too, provided you have a lot of contacts with the clients, provided you have a lot of connections with big shots in the city, provided you are great at networking, provided your dad knows a lot of people in the market, provided you have been in the industry, done that, and you know the crux of it. So yes, it's a very confused podcast to you right now. Why? Because that's how it is. That's how confusing it is to an agency owner. When you ask them after 10 years, should I start an agency? You ask this question to every agency owner in this country, they're going to look into your eyes and they might say yes, but I know deep down they're going to say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Because there's no easy way to make money, ladies and gentlemen. There's always the right way, and the right way is to build an agency that serves quality stuff and not an agency that kills the market by bringing down the price. With this note, I shall end up my podcast today, and I hope you enjoyed it. Tweet to me at SaurabhJain, Instagram, tag me in your story if you were listening to me right now and you enjoyed listening to me right now. You can share your opinions, you can contradict my points. These are my personal views for you. Because I know that you might have something to say to me after listening to me. So do share your thoughts. I love you all so much. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for always showering your love by showering love on my content, by showing your love towards what I do in the industry. And it just means a lot to me. Take care. And wherever you are, whichever place you are, stay safe. And may the divine force be with you and lift you up to your destiny. Take care and goodbye. With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram. Already, do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.